from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're hanging out with you until noon. Then D'Lo and KC will hop in here until four. Remind you to come out to D'Lo and KC's live show tomorrow at 32 Brew Street inside Sky River Casino in Elk Grove. Come out, eat, drink, talk sports. Get ready for the Kings game. Maybe you're going to hang out and watch a Kings game there. Maybe you're not. But still, there's not going to be a better place in the greater Sacramento region to get ready for tomorrow night's Kings game than at 32 Brew Street with D'Lo and Casey. Again, they will be out there from noon until 4. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to give away $500 this hour. So
that's
stay
right.
Tapped in. Next segment?
What are we calling
probably
this?
Next segment.
We're calling this
the Nothing But Net $500 giveaway.
Nothing But Net $500 giveaway.
I might do it this segment, but probably next segment, but also maybe this segment.
Oh. So you're telling people to stay tuned in.
Stay tuned. Don't touch that dial.
Don't touch that dial.
I think it's good news the Kings got the Pelicans. I was thinking about this a lot last night.
Okay.
Because I really want to make sure that if I say something that goes against what I initially thought, that it makes sense. And it comes down to, for me, it has nothing to do with the fact that Zion Williamson is out on Friday. And it has everything to do with the fact that I think that there's been a mental shift with this Kings team where I think they're going to be dialed in a way against the Pelicans that makes me, I don't want to say confident they're going to win necessarily because of how much the Pelicans have dominated that matchup this year, but I think you're going to get another really, really good game from the Kings. I think you're going to get a really, really high quality game. Whereas I know they've matched up better with the Lakers. Again, 0-5 against the Pelicans, 4-0 against the Lakers. I understand all of that, and I understand if somebody disagrees with this. But I think there was an opportunity for them to go into that Laker game going, nah, Domas 10-0 against Anthony Davis in his career. We've wiped the floor with these guys the last 2 years. We're looking ahead to Oklahoma City, and then all of a sudden you get LeBron James, and he has a 30-20-10 game, and Austin Reeves hits a bunch of threes, and D'Angelo Russell hits a bunch of threes, and oh my God, the Kings are out.
I think, Kyle, you bring an interesting point up there, because the way I look at this is that if you were going to play the Lakers, everyone would almost expect you to beat the Lakers, because you beat the Lakers like a drum all year, this year and last year, 7-1 against them over the last 2 years. And then you look at the Pelicans, and it's a game that no one thinks the Kings will win because they have just absolutely dragged you all year long, like 5-0. And the point differential in that matchup, I don't even know what it is, but it's no bueno. I mean,
it's really bad. I'm going to do some math.
It's probably like off the top of my head.
What are you setting the over-under at? Just pick a number off the top of your head.
I'm going to guess 82.
82 in the five games.
Actually, I think that's low. I'm going to say 97.
So you're going over your own over under that you
Yes.
said. Okay.
33, 37. That's 70.
New Orleans Pelicans.
Oof.
All right, here we go. Nope, Sacramento Kings. I'm on the Pelican schedule. We have a 36. We have a 5. So we got 41.
41.
We have a 10.
51.
51. We have a 33. 84. 84. And we have a 12.
Was up by 1. 86. Damn. I mean, 96.
You get a ding and a blast, man. Really good work by you.
Wow.
Nice job. Yeah, 96.
Whew.
95? Did we say 95 or 96?
It's 96.
96.
It's 96.
In 5 games.
In 5 games.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's just
it's
not
almost
even...
20 points a game.
Yeah, that's not even, like, remotely close. That's just...
And even if I remember correctly, even the 5-point game in New Orleans on November 22nd, even that wasn't... I might be misremembering. Yeah, the Kings needed to win the fourth quarter by 9 points to have that be a 5-point game.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, oof.
This is it's just a bad matchup
it's
for
a
whatever reason.
Really tough matchup.
And I don't know why, but...
I might be talking myself out of my own take as we do this.
Okay. Yeah, but they look totally different. Like they do.
The Pelicans, that's the thing. The Pelicans, we talked about this so much with the Warriors. Like, hey, these teams haven't played since January.
Yep.
These are different versions of these teams than the ones that last saw each other. And I think that's the case for Sacramento with New Orleans too. The last time they played New Orleans was
last week.
Was April 11th, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But that was their third closest game? They lose by 12. If they had lost by 12 in all these games, it wouldn't be as daunting.
No.
But it's the big blowouts. It's the 36 back on November 20th, and it's the 33 back on January 7th that makes us all go, holy crap, dude. Like, oh. Like, this is tough. But a 12-point loss a week ago does not preclude the Kings from, like, literally a week ago, does not preclude the Kings from beating New Orleans. So that's where I don't think, like, yeah, it's a tough matchup, but I think you're going to get another really, really good version of the Kings because I think they are dialed. And I think that they looked at the Golden State Warriors and went, hey, this has been a thorn in our side. This is a dragon that we have slayed in the regular season, but now do or die. Now we have to do it again. And we saw a focused, hustling Kings team at home, by the way, where they have not been great this year.
Yep.
And they played their best basketball. And so again, whether they win or lose tomorrow, I couldn't tell you. But I think you're going to get another really, really good game from them. And I'm more confident in that with New Orleans than I would have been had they played the Lakers. If that makes sense.
No, I agree. So okay, so this
Maybe
game
I'm nuts.
I think look, when you take away Zion, it does something like really dramatic. So the Kings have been busted up by guys like the secondary guys like Herb Jones and like Trey Murphy, right? Trey Murphy is the guy who becomes, well, okay, CJ. I'm going to take CJ and I'm going to take Brandon Ingram. I'm going to kind of push
them
to
the side. Oh, not secondary guys. Got it.
Right? I'm going to kind of push those guys to the side. It's the Valanciunas plays where Valanciunas has a big night. It's the Trey Murphy. It's the Herb Jones minutes. Mm-hmm. And even Alvarado has an opportunity to score like 10 or 12 on you that hurts you, right? When you take Zion off the court and you can shift focus more to like either you have two choices. You can either distribute it evenly and stick with guys like Trey Murphy. Mm-hmm. Trey Murphy doesn't bust you up unless you let him loose because you're defending Zion.
Mm-hmm.
Or Brandon Ingram gets loose and you try to slow Brandon Ingram by sending a second guy. And next thing you know, Trey Murphy's bombing away or again, Herb Jones is bombing away. The same thing goes with Valanciunas. All the focus goes to Zion. Zion goes left, and then all of a sudden, Valanciunas is wide open for a dunk on the backside or the putback dunk.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take Zion out, again, I think you have two ways you can do this. You can try to take away CJ. You can start like sending a trap or a double team at CJ and Brandon Ingram every time and dare these other guys to beat you. Mm-hmm. But those guys have beat you. So I wouldn't do that. If I were the Kings, I would try to play it straight up because those guys aren't great one-on-one players. They're mm-hmm. great caught in action players, right? And so mm-hmm. I think that there's a way that the Kings, if someone can single-handedly slow down CJ McCollum, whether that's De'Aaron, whether that's Keon, mm-hmm. Whether, again, you want to stick, if you can shift Keegan Murray out to play him, mm-hmm. like that, I think is what you have to do in this matchup, just like you did with Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. And then don't let the other guys beat you in this one. Like, so if again, CJ McCollum goes for 40, mm-hmm. that's okay as long as everybody else is around 10. Mm-hmm. You know, again, Brandon Ingram, it doesn't look like Brandon Ingram right now. Like,
if he looks bad, dude.
Yeah, if you cannot get a Brandon Ingram game, they become very beatable.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean anything. This team has had your number, and like we can talk about the X's and O's and what your philosophy is going into the game, whatever it is. If the same team that the Kings, if the Kings had showed up on Tuesday night against the Warriors show up in New Orleans, I'm going to put them at 60-40 to win the game. If this, that's not who shows up, if it's some weird, you know, look that we've seen this team do all throughout the year, mm-hmm. you know, you could see another blowout.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the margin for error is not big. Like, no. Don't get that yeah. twisted. I'm not sitting here going, oh, wow, look, the Kings. It's just that in a huge spot against a team that is giving them trouble,
uh-huh.
they played their best game and blew that team out. 11 points decided the four games between the Warriors and Kings this year. And the Kings go and win by 24. It ended up being 24?
Yeah.
They go win by 24. I believe that you'll see the same type of performance against New Orleans. Again, whether that translates to a win or not, couldn't tell you. Because like you said, they have so many weapons and so many guys that can beat you that, and maybe the Kings don't have a couple of threes fall and, you know, things get a little sideways and they wind up losing. But I fear less the, oh man, the Kings just came out flat. They got down big and they just couldn't rally back. I don't think we're going to get that. And we're going to get at least a close game.
Yeah. At least a battle. Yeah. Should be fun.
Really excited. We'll dive fully into that tomorrow. We also, because of the King stuff, didn't get to talk about Jonte Porter much yesterday. Let's do that next. And we also got to talk about Greg Doyle being weird. And we're going to give away $500. We got a ton to get to here in the next 45 minutes. So stick around on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader.
To the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
We got a lot to do. Gotta stay on track.
We gotta stay on track.
Okay.
We can't talk about like our rock Bruno. Band songs.
No.
We can't talk about Bruno.
No, we can't. We've already talked about Bruno Caboclo enough today.
We have.
Like Bruno
or
Caboclo.
Bruno Fernando.
And Bruno Fernando.
Yeah.
Do we have one more Bruno we can?
Bruno Fernandez. We haven't talked about Manchester United today.
No, we haven't, and we're not going to.
Oh,
all right.
Damn it.
No, sorry, man. You. Money. Let's give some away.
Let's do that.
And then we'll talk about the Jonte Porter stuff.
Okay.
All right. If you're unfamiliar, we have the Nothing But Net $500 giveaway happening right now.
Yep.
All this week, all next week. And what that means is every day, this week and next week, Monday through Friday, we'll be giving away $500.
$500.
We, the insiders, that's me, Kyle, and him, James, we're going to give you a keyword. You can go enter at ESPN1320.com. You'll see the Nothing But Net contest page there. You click on that, you're going to enter that keyword, and you will be entered to win $500. Mm. But then, because we are so generous, because D'Lo and KC are so generous, they went, hey, we'll also give a keyword that people can go enter at ESPN1320.com and get a second bite at the entry apple.
Two chances to win one prize.
Right. Well, one prize every day. So give yourself two chances every single day. Listen to our show, listen to D'Lo and KC, get that code word, and you will be entered to win $500.
Yep.
Doing that each day. Yesterday's winner? It's a big one. Huge shot. Teresa P. Teresa P. in, I believe, Sacramento. I didn't write down her location. I probably should have. But Teresa P. is our big winner yesterday. She is in... Oh, because I wasn't given one. But a huge shout out to Teresa. She was the winner of $500. And now you can enter to win $500 with this code word that we're going to give you right now.
The code word is...
Today's code word for the insiders in the Nothing But Net $500 giveaway. Today's code word is... Net. Net. Like a basketball net. Like a soccer net. Like net rating.
Oh.
That's a word. I'm not spelling it. I'm not writing it today.
Like nothing
if you can't
but.
Get, if you can't get net, then that's on you.
That's right. I totally agree.
Not net. not net. Just basketball net.
Net.
Or a soccer net. Or a fishing net.
Hair net.
Internet.
Fish net.
I said fish net.
I was thinking like not fishnet stockings and then fishnet stockings.
Oh, I was thinking fishnet like catching actual fish.
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking you were thinking at first.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
What, and then fishnet.
And then you went to the same word but different meaning.
There it is.
Sicko. net. That's the code word. Head to ESPN1320.com. Hit the nothing but net. Hit nothing but net. $500 giveaway. You hit that contest page. Enter the code word net. And enter to win $500. And then listen all day because D'Lo and KC on this very station will have another code word for you where you'll be able to enter to win again. You don't have to enter twice to win, but we recommend it because everybody else is going to be doing it and you're going to enter once.
Come on. I like giving away monies.
It's the best.
It is fun.
Yeah.
We give away a lot of stuff.
We got
here.
A jersey to give away too.
We do.
We have a whole Kings jersey just sitting there that we haven't given away yet.
I mean, we had all those PS5s we gave away during. Away,
did
during,
shout out Jiffy Lube.
Shout out Jiffy Lube. We had 82 $100 gift certificates
to Jiffy Lube, courtesy of Jiffy Lube.
Courtesy of Jiffy Lube. Like
the Kings jerseys, courtesy of Jiffy Lube.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're also giving away a chance to go to the D'Lo and KC live show tomorrow, except we're not giving that away. There's no tickets. You just pull up.
You just pull up.
Sky River Casino, noon to 4, 32 Brewer Street. You can't miss it. When you walk in the front, it's there to the right. You can't miss it. It's a super fun time. If you've never been out to a live show, make this your first one. Mm. Get prepped for a massive Kings game tomorrow against the New Orleans Pelicans. There's not going to be a better place in Sacramento to prep for that game, and maybe not even a better place to watch it if you just want to stick around and watch the whole game there.
Yeah.
I highly recommend doing that as well. We didn't get to talk about Jontay Porter much. If you missed it, Jontay Porter yesterday was banned for life.
Forever.
From the NBA for betting on himself, betting on his unders, having other people bet on his unders, his player props, and then checking himself out of games to make sure those unders hit. There was also in the investigation reports that he bet against the Raptors.
Oh.
Which is the cardinal, like, of the cardinal sins, that's the cardinaliest. That is the most cardinal sin. That is the Stan Musial of sins.
All right.
Is Stan Musial the most Cardinals player ever?
Probably.
Because Pujols went to the Angels.
Yeah, no.
And that, probably I think him. It's Musial. Yeah. Okay. So it is the most cardinal sin.
Yeah.
And I think the NBA did the right thing booting him. It was the only thing that you could do. You had to set a precedent that when this happens, that player is gone. I have two questions on this.
Okay.
One, how many people do we think are doing this in the NBA right now? Because there's no chance. You cannot tell me that of all the dudes in the NBA, Jontay Porter is the only one betting on basketball.
Okay, so I don't know. Like, again, I've been in the locker room every single pregame this season. Not once have I ever heard the word Prize Picks from anyone being
well, Prize
mentioned.
Picks isn't betting. It's daily fantasy.
Daily fantasy or FanDuel or... Right. Or DraftKings, I haven't heard, not once have I ever heard anything mentioned.
Sure.
Even when Harrison Barnes was asked about whether he, as a North Carolina Tar Heel, had a bet against Keon Ellis and from Alabama.
He's like, nope.
In the NCAA tournament. he just laughed and said, no, we don't do that here.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was very, like, it was comical, but it was also like, hey, we don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there are players. I think there are, and I don't think that this is an isolated situation. Mm-hmm. I hope that it would be. And, you know, one of these games that everyone's talking about, it was against the Sacramento Kings,
mm-hmm.
like the March 20th game, and it was something crazy, like somebody bet $80,000 on a weird prop bet that would have paid him over $1 million.
Yeah.
And they froze it. They said, oh, no.
Big
that,
time red flag.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
We're used to someone spending $20 on that same prop.
Right.
And so, yeah, I think it's a shame, but I also do think that, like, it's everywhere, man. Like, and my point of view, too, is this. Like, the NBA, the NFL, like, they let these people in the door.
Mm-hmm.
They let them have a seat at the table.
Of course.
They have betting partners. They have, mm-hmm. like, what do we have here? BetQL.
But look, no, BetQL and Odyssey Company, check them out. But no, I totally get that, and I understand that.
Yeah.
And, you know, Shams, somebody pointed this out on air. Shams, like, works with DraftKings directly.
Yeah.
And he's reporting this. But that doesn't matter, dude. Like, the fact that the NBA is and the NFL and MLB and NHL, and all these media companies, ESPN has its own book. Like, that, these are separate from, the NBA is going to welcome in sports gambling for fans.
Yeah.
They want fans investing in the game like this because it makes, you get more casual fans tapped into basketball games.
Yep.
That's what the league wants. That doesn't mean all of a sudden that it's okay for players to go do it.
Oh,
like, that's
no.
a separate thing.
Yeah,
it's the same reason you and I can't win a contest.
Yeah.
It's the same reason that on this Nothing But Net giveaway, code word net at ESPN1320.com to win $500. It's the reason that I can't go in and be like, hey, promotions, make sure I win.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like, that's...
Our family can't win. We
right.
can't...
Friends,
we can't,
there's nobody... If you're associated with me directly, outside of being in the chatty house or, you know, we said what's up at a game or at a watch party or whatever, that's... You can't win.
Yeah.
So, that's... It's the same kind of deal to me. Like, just because the NBA is partnering with these books doesn't mean that they're going to go, oh, Jonte, it's okay that you bet against your own team and also bet on yourself to play poorly and then made sure that you played poorly.
Yeah, that's not what I'm saying about you let them in the door. But I do think that when you start taking money from these folks,
mm-hmm.
like, it's a slippery slope. And the players are the league.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I don't know. Like, it is such a... It's everywhere.
Let me ask you this.
Yep.
Let's say sports betting had just become legal in the U.S. federally, mm-hmm. just like every 50 states, but DraftKings doesn't sponsor the league, and or FanDuel or whatever. I don't want to pick BetMGM. Dozens and dozens of sports books. Let's say the league is the NBA is not in bed with any of them. They take no money from gambling sites. It's still there.
Oh no! I agree.
Like that's where. I don't find it hypocritical or and it's a little bit funny. It is like, well, I mean, but at the same time, like, you have to understand as a player, just because the league is partnered with DraftKings or whatever, does not make this okay.
Oh yeah, I don't believe that. Yeah, I'm with you.
So
look, whatever happens to Jonte Porter, he's gone. Like, we'll never see him again.
Yeah.
But, like, the Athletic article on this, they're like, hey, there's going to be another shoe to drop, and it'll be a much bigger shoe than this. That's what everyone's waiting for. I mean, we had the Shohei situation. We have Jonte Porter that no one cares about because he's just, like, a guy on a two-way that may or may not make it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else will get caught.
We've got to get to the Greg Doyle stuff, but there's one bigger question with this
yep.
and a much bigger name who could be involved, and we'll tell you why next on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Leader.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops.
and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Final segment. We got the handoff coming up. D'Lo and KC going to be in here hanging out with us for the last few minutes before we hand it off to them. And then we'll take you to 4 o'clock. I want to remind you, the Nothing But Net $500 giveaway. We gave you the keyword last segment, but if you weren't tapped in, we'll give it to you again. Today's code word is net. As in like a basketball net, as in nothing but net. That is your code word for today. Head to ESPN1320.com, go to the Nothing But Net $500 giveaway page, enter that code word, and you will be entered to win $500. D'Lo and Casey will also give you a code word where you will be able to enter again. We were talking about the Jontay Porter situation. There's one last thing I want to touch on with this before we kind of move on, because we need to get to Greg Doyle being weird yesterday.
Yeah.
But the big shoe to drop that you mentioned is, one, where was a two-way NBA player getting this money from? And I think the logical thing to do, again, no accusations, but Ramsey in our YouTube chat in the Jatty House said, has the NBA investigated Michael Porter Jr. at all yet? Michael Porter Jr., of course, Jontay Porter's older brother, who lives in a gambling legal state.
Which is where this account was, in Colorado.
Right. And maybe Jontay Porter just lives there, and that's where he set up an account because he couldn't set one up in Toronto. I don't know. I don't.
It's possible the whole Porter family lives in...
So again, this is not to say, but to answer Ramsey's question, I'm guessing if the NBA, the NBA had to make that connection as well. There's just no way they didn't also do that. So my guess is Michael Porter Jr. has been talked to about this, but I don't know.
You would hope so.
And if it came down over the summer or whatever, that he was involved, I don't think it would surprise anybody. And if he was, if he was the one funding this, or if he was the one physically placing the bets, then he's out of here too, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, there is, like, that's not, there isn't a second chance. Like, if you compromise the game, there's not a second chance. It is what it
that's
is.
It.
Like, you're gone.
That's it. That's it. Yeah. That's the bottom line.
Yep, I totally agree.
And I think there's levels to it, because you have this, but then you have, like, NFL guys got suspended for placing bets on team property. Even on, like, so NFL guys betting on baseball or basketball or college sports or whatever it was. But they would do it at, like, the team hotel on the road. And they got suspended for that.
Okay.
And it's like, okay, I get... I get that you're trying to really crack down on it. That feels extreme, but...
Didn't also, Ridley was injured and bet for his team to win?
Yeah.
And I mean, that was...
That is wild stuff.
That shows you, though, that there is... There's no question. This is like... It's cut and dry.
Yeah.
Like, we're not dealing with this. Like, you were not doing this. But I'll tell you, man, I got a 20-year-old.
I was surprised Calvin Ridley didn't get ousted forever, by the way.
Yeah.
Betting on your sport, regardless, is nuts.
Yeah, totally. I would tell you, though, like, I have a 20-year-old and all of his friends, all of them play. Like, at the college level, everyone is playing. It's like, when I went to Davis, I had a buddy who was making 125 grand a year, like bench playing online poker. He had like four screens set up and he was spectacular. And he'd be like, hey, when I run low on money, I'll go on like a 36 hour bender and I'll just sit here and play all night long for a couple of days straight and I'll make 20 grand and I'm back straight. And
your buddy had a problem.
Well, Kyle, it wasn't a problem because
gambler,
because he was winning.
No, that is a problem. That's a problem.
It was wild.
That's like saying I don't have a drinking problem. I haven't died yet.
Yeah. I mean, this was literally a college kid at Davis. Yeah. Like a college kid who was making 125 grand a year.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Man. So what does that mean?
I don't know.
That's just a thing.
I'm just telling you, it's out there. It's everywhere. Like you can't. Like when I promote Prize Picks, I don't feel bad about it because everyone is like so many people are doing it. Not
and
so many people are pushing it out. I'm saying so many people are playing. So like, hey, okay, why not?
Yeah,
it's wild.
All right, let's talk about this Caitlin Clark stuff. If you missed it yesterday, somehow Caitlin Clark had her introductory press conference with the Indiana Fever.
After going number one overall.
After going number one overall. Number one pick. This is her introductory press conference. And here's who Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star, who has been around forever. He is like the dude, the sports dude at the Indianapolis Star. Here was his question to Caitlin Clark. Nope, that's not it. Here was his question to Caitlin Clark. Hi. Nope, still no. I got nothing here.
Oh no, I hear it.
Did you? Okay, I did not. Okay, maybe I just won't. Maybe I just won't get to hear it. All right, here you go.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine. So, question is.
Yeah, dude.
No.
Yeah, dude.
I don't think I'd listen to the whole thing. Come on, man.
It was bad.
Come on.
It was really bad. So, here's where I'm at with it. Because it's bottom line is this is creepy and weird.
Yes.
And if the Indy Star made sure that Greg Doyle was never at another WNBA game, or if the Indy Star decided that, hey, Greg Doyle doesn't work here anymore, fine. I will have no gripes. I can stop sharing my screen now. I would have no gripes.
Yeah.
I don't think Greg Doyle set out to be a creep. I don't think Greg Doyle set out to go, hey, I'm going to go hit on Caitlin Clark today. But I think he genuinely was trying to be like, yeah, hey, I relate. I don't know how old he is. I'm a middle-aged man, and I'm going to relate to this 22-year-old, and then got stuck in a corner. And the problem is that he reverted to creep.
Yes.
He reverted to, well, if you do that to me, we'll get along great. It's like, what? That's insane. When he did, I think he was genuinely trying to connect. And maybe he was even going to do a story about the hard hands. This is what he did. He did the hard hands.
Yep.
And maybe he was trying to get a great answer, and she just went, yeah, I do that to my family after every game. And instead of going, great, where did that start? Great, where did that... Great, here's my question.
Yes.
Talk about moving up a level. Whatever he was going to... That's what he reverted to. The fact that that's where his mind immediately went when he got backed into a corner. The fact that in his apology, he goes, oh yeah, I was awkward and clumsy, and this is what came out. It's like, bro, that's the problem, though.
Oh, and read my piece.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, column coming. No, dude. No. Clicking on your column? Are you insane?
Kyle, I have seen, like, over the course of my career, I have been in a couple of uncomfortable situations, like, in the locker room, right? Some uncomfortable stuff. Mm-hmm. Not talking names here. There was a reporter who sat on a player's lap at one point and then got banned. I saw a player move his towel to basically expose himself while there was a young reporter / team employee in the room. Like, I've seen some weird stuff where it's like, what are we doing here?
Disgusting.
What are we doing? This is horrible.
Right.
No. So, but at the same time, we're so far forward. This shouldn't be something where, I mean, like the women's game is blowing up. That doesn't open the door for weirdness.
No,
it doesn't. I just
these are look. I think one of the major problems here is that. Is that there are going to be, I promise Greg Doyle is not the only person whose mindset is this way, is that, oh, this is nice for the girls. No, these are professional athletes, yeah. Bro. Conduct yourself accordingly. You would never, ever see that go the other way.
No.
And you have women who work in journalism, in sports journalism, who have battled their entire careers, A, fighting an uphill battle to get to where they are, but B, at every single accomplishment, every single time they receive some kind of promotion or some kind of praise, it comes with this undercurrent of sexism from men.
And weird random stuff they get sent to women. Yeah, All the time.
Ask.
It's crazy.
Ask. If again, don't randomly do this because it's weird. But I have friends who are women in journalism.
Of course,
who
I do too. Yeah.
Right, we both do. Probably some of the same people. And you hear these stories, and it's like, oh my god, this is what you do. And the fact that now that same dynamic, but from reporter to athlete,
no,
is being like no. This is not a, hey, this is a side show. Like, no, this is, Caitlin Clark is one of the most famous athletes in the world right now. You don't, there's no leeway here. And the fact that I think it really exposes kind of this double standard relationship and this
weird,
exposes a lot of things, but it is terrible that it happened. But also, I think it shines a light on something that not a lot of people knew happened or knew what was going on. Somebody even said, I forget who it was, and I apologize, and I wish I could remember. But they mentioned, this is a reporter at a press conference who knows there are people there, who knows there are people watching, who know that they are going to hear what he is going to say. And that's what his brain reverted to in a moment where he was like, oh, what do I say? Imagine what's going on behind closed doors. Yeah. Imagine the interactions you don't see and the ones you don't hear. And that was just a really, really eye-opening exchange, I think, for a lot of people. And it's something that I think, like I said, I think the Indy Star has to address. Greg Doyle has already tried to address it.
It's something we should talk about, Kyle. It's something that needs to be part of the conversation. Like, hey, that's not okay. As a collective, we need to tell somebody, no, mm-hmm. no, let's not get awkward with a WNBA player. That does, you know, and these, again, ladies, they hear all kinds of stuff. Like, social media is just horrendous, but to have it be where cameras are rolling mm-hmm. is just like it's a different level. It's a different like twist on like a really old and sort of like horrendous way that this has been dealt with.
Yeah. Old sports writer being a creep in public.
Not great.
Really bad. We'll have the handoff here in a second. Damian Barling.
Trying.
D'Lo and Casey. Yeah, I don't know why. That needs to be one of our.
Yeah.
It's okay. We're
a bit scattered today.
Yeah, we're scattered. It's a handoff. Damian Barling in the building. You sound better today.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm trying. It's a. I don't know what's going on. This has just been brutal. The whole week has just been brutal. The doctor told me what to do, but I was like, buddy, I can't do that. I cannot not talk for 48 hours, man. I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
He's like, well, cut out caffeine. He's like, you already don't eat dairy. Just get through Friday.
It. Yeah.
Get through Friday.
And then don't talk.
Do not talk the entire weekend. Like, all right. You got it. I'll be trying to sign language the entire weekend on my little stops, but no chance I could miss yesterday's show, and
no,
obviously I'm not missing tomorrow. It's Sky River leading into the Pelicans, so
of course.
It's just been.
Oh, that's gonna be loud talking.
Yeah, we've made a couple of adjustments to the broadcast that we think will help the people on stage. So, normally those shows just absolutely wipe your voice out.
Mm-hmm.
But we're making a couple of adjustments. Jonathan has made a couple of adjustments, our lead in
the man,
to how we do things. So hopefully that will help us get through a little bit. And if I can improve just like 10% leading into tomorrow, I think I'll be in really good shape for that Sky River event. If not, I'm just going to pull Ramsey and Katrina and different people on stage to come host with Kenny.
There you go.
Dude, Kenny and Friend show.
Yeah.
I posited early in the show that it's actually a good thing that the Kings got the Pelicans.
Yeah.
Because I think you're going to get a more locked in version than you might have. And maybe they would have been locked in against the Lakers and wiped the floor with them. But it's less of a worry. Complacency is less of a worry to me now than it would have been.
Yeah, I agree. Because the complacency you would think would come from the New Orleans Pelican side.
Definitely.
Like, it was a really unique thing where either the Kings were going to have to beat the Pelicans, a team that they hadn't beaten all year, mm-hmm. or they were going to have to beat the Los Angeles Lakers, a team they haven't lost to all year. Mm-hmm. And I think each of those brings a unique set of pressures to it. And for me, and James, you've talked about this before in the past, I didn't want to look past the Warriors and the Lakers Pelicans game was first, but with everything behind us now, I'd rather play the Pelicans. The Pelicans might beat the Kings ass tomorrow.
Sure.
But I would have rather have had a situation where you have to defy the odds here a little bit.
Yeah.
And you go out there and beat the Pelicans than having to beat LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers in a one-game playoff.
Yeah, to be honest with you, that's the one genius to this, is it's going to be called straight up. There is no NBA agenda. There is no, like, who do you want to see there?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think the league cares, especially with Zion gone. I don't think the league cares at all. This is straight up two teams. They're going to be able to battle, and you hope that it's called as clean as possible.
Yeah.
Just if you're going to let them play, let them play. Let all of them play. Yeah. If you're going to call it tight,
Tuesday.
That's
feel like
fun.
That's what they did Tuesday.
I agree.
They let everyone play. They missed calls all over the place.
That's what was so funny is I didn't feel like there were any egregious. Like, oh, that was not a foul. Why did they call it? Like, there were definitely fouls when they blew the whistle. But it would be like, wait, okay, yeah, no, he got him on the arm there for sure. But on the other end, they got him on the arm and the hand and the face, and there was a push, and then there was a push in the back on the rebound. Like, you didn't call anything down there, and then we get a touch foul on the other end.
I think I tweeted once the entire game, and it was the Keegan Murray play. And the only reason it was funny is because they showed the replay from, like, that over – head basket shot. And like he goes up and he's fouled. And he's pretty.
Definitely.
It's a pretty.
Definitely.
Good foul. But he gets the rebound or recovers the ball. I can't remember which. Goes up again and he's fouled again. No whistle, no whistle. He goes the third time and I think the officials were like, all right, Jesus, foul. Like, who wants it? we gave you two. We can't give you three. All right, we're sending Keegan to the line here.
There was the play where Keegan ripped Steph in the backcourt when Steph just lazy turn around. Keegan rips it from him. Goes out. He got fouled once or twice there too. At least once, maybe twice.
Yeah.
Warriors come away with it. Andrew Wiggins drives. Gets hit on the arm as he's going up, and they blow the whistle, and that's the specific play that jumps out to me. Was like, okay, yeah, he got fouled, but what are we?
There was another one with Clay.
It was like they did just enough to try and control the game.
Yeah, Clay got fouled. I think it was on a jump shot. It wasn't a three, but Clay got fouled. I think it was the very next possession, De'Aaron got hacked. No foul on either one of them, and boy, excuse me. These guys are really physical out here. It's like, okay, so these guys are really physical is now code for, the refs aren't calling anything.
Dude,
the refs aren't calling nothing. We had the weird play where Kuminga came from behind on Fox and hit him in the head on the jumper, right? And Kuminga starts like calling for the replay.
Yeah.
And Fox turns around and goes, replay, you hit me in the head. I want the flagrant. So they're both going like this at the same time. You're like, yeah, that's
stop
fine.
Stop the game. Review everything.
Stop the game. If you're going to hit me in the head, let's go ahead and look at the tape.
Yeah.
The refs were really confused. They're like, no one gets a review. I don't know what's going on here. No one gets anything. I kind of dig it, though.
Hey, let's play.
Hey, we didn't talk about this yesterday. Reviewing an out-of-bounds play less than 2 minutes into the game is insane.
Oh, my gosh.
I get it. He was right.
The only thing I could think of is it was just so clear and obvious.
Yeah, but like, then no one thought it was. Challenge? Everyone at home is like, oh, that's not going to get overturned. And then it was.
Yeah, I didn't even see the replay.
Oh, it was definitely out on the Warriors. Yeah, it was definitely the right review.
I didn't even see the replay. I was like, I can't believe Mike did that.
Even if that was end of the first quarter, I'd have been like, oh, okay, that's fine. But 2 minutes in, like, bro, nobody's picking up a foul.
In
just
a
winner-go-home
game? Like, no. Like,
you might need that, bro.
And if you didn't have your replay late in a game and it cost you the game.
Mike is wild.
He's the best.
Mike is amazing.
But I get, setting a tone like, hey, every possession matters.
Absolutely.
Like, I guess. But
absolutely.
It was just, when I saw the review, I was like, he's kidding, right?
And shout out to Keon, who did the review thing again in the first half. And Mike was like, no. Like, no, I'm not doing that.
Well, there was the one, too, where Keon, I think it was on Steph, kind of pushed it a little bit. It was very borderline. And they blow the whistle, and Mike's like looking up, and he's looking back at his bench, and Keon looked at the bench and was like, no. Like, I technically got him.
Yeah.
It's like, man, that's... Yeah. They should let fans review fouls.
I agree.
Because it's like, spirit of the rule, bro. Did he get his arm? Yeah. But did it affect the shot? Come on, man.
Yeah.
I'm here for it, though. No whistles. Well, I'd rather whistles.
As long as, like Ham said, though, if it's the same on both sides, then fine.
Yeah.
So be it.
No doubt.
Yeah. And that's where I'm at. Like, hey, if it all evens out in the wash, like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, and I don't think the officials were a part of that game at all.
No.
Like, they didn't impact anything. And that's what I would love to see. Like, okay, look, if you're going to let them play, because I like the physicality.
It's kind of interesting you say that, and we got about a minute here, but we got about a minute. I'm going to bogart it. No, but I think in that exact situation last year where the refs kind of come out and they're like, hey, boys, figure it out. Like, you guys got it.
Yeah.
I think the Kings lose in that situation last year. Where they're every time going up there hunting and they're looking around, they're like, what the?
Sure.
But this year they're like, yep, hey, we know how this goes. We're going to bring that physicality. Okay, you missed a call. All right. Well, we're going to make sure to match that on the other end because they're not going to blow the whistle. Yeah. I think that's one of the things they've kind of learned over the last playoff series and throughout this year.
Yeah. I mean, the second half of the season, it's like, hey, it's game on. Just go out there and play.
Yeah.
And ignore it. Ignore it because no one's going to bail you out at all.
Yeah.
I can't wait for tomorrow night.
I'm so excited.
That you can just erase so much frustration.
Yep.
82 games worth of frustration you can erase with one win tomorrow.
One win.
Night.
One win. 48 minutes. Dude.
And then that first round series?
Who cares?
One game, one game at a time.
Nobody cares.
One game at a time. One game at a time. D-Lo, one to know every day.
D-Lo and KC coming up next. Your code word today for the Nothing But Net $500 giveaway for our show was net. They will have another code word for you You enter it at ESPN1320.com. You'll be entered to win $500. What do you guys got coming up besides that?
Aren't you supposed to only give the code word out at 11?
No.
Not in the 11 o'clock hour.
We do what we want.
Bro, I've been dishing this code word out.
Salute.
He refuses to spell it.
I'm not spelling it.
Oh, all right. That's fine. I don't know. We podding.
Oh, we're podding today.
Yeah, we podding.
That's the best.
Will
kind of
Z's
show.
With us today. Matt George is traveling, so we can't talk to him. Ant-Man Anthony Slater's with us the first hour.
Anthony Edwards?
No, close. The other Ant-Man.
Paul Rudd?
Slightly paler Ant-Man is with us.
D'Lo and Casey coming up next here on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader. Play you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.